Thank you. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Right, can they take pictures? No. Oh, okay.
Naughty.
We will. We'll do a little pose at the end. All right. Because we can't stand not to be photographed.
She's not kidding.
All right. I've gone running from the devil. Times I've beaten down his path. I've seen the flight of the dove, and I've stumbled my way back. Miles and miles of interstate. Night's not meant to last. I can take this road all the way to Tulsa, but I cannot stop my yearning for you. They say a simple life's the best, but you would never know the way we complicate this world. Lion's king, the lamb lies low. Taste of your sweet kiss. That river may flow deep and wide, but it cannot stop my longing for this. So meet me on Red Mountain, lace of laurel, bed of moss, where the winds forever howl. Northern Cross. When that final deal goes down, I'd gladly pay the cost. If my soul could be a station high upon that Northern Cross, then I would have a bird's eye view. I'd watch you night and day. In casting off my mortal self, maybe all this yearning will go away. Oh, meet me on Red Mountain, lace of laurel, bed of moss, where the winds forever howling beneath that northern cross. Oh, memories have faded, nearly all of them are lost, except for your face shining beneath that northern cross.
Wow, wow is good. Never said wow, that's good.
We wanted to, before we go any further, we need to introduce someone who's going to be playing all these instruments, and that is Billy Masters.
Billy is our fashion plate.
Yeah, he's our fashion representative. Well, we've tried to do some representative songwriters from all over the country and from hopefully from some different backgrounds. And so in this mix, that first song is by Leslie Smith, and it's called and she's from Pittsburgh, and it's called Northern Cross. And this next song is by a guy from Athens, Georgia. And he's really very good. He's in it with a band, and in their own niche, they're very well known. His name is Michael Stipe, and the band's called R.E.M. But we wanted to sort of mix it up a bit and introduce his music to some other, to a broader audience. So,
so in a spirit of altruism.
Right, exactly. This is called Fall on Me.
There's a problem, feathers, iron, bargain buildings, weights and to you, you got a promise to keep it whole.
By the sky and sail the sky and lift your arms up to the sky and ask the sky and ask the sky. Don't fall
easy in the air, fall if it's there for life. It's all
thank you. So moving from the southeast to the southwest, we have a song by Robert O'Keen called... It has in it one of the greatest lines, I think, that has ever been written, but I won't tell you what it is. The last lines kind of contains the entire logic of the song, so watch out for that one. It's called Shades of Grey.
Oh, good, so do I. Whew. I forgot to plug in my guitar.
So in case there's any question, Dar is blonde, I'm brunette. Richard is a guy. I think that covers it.
I have a really loud shirt on.
Yeah, I made myself blonde just to make things clearer.
I've always been a guy.
It looks great. More processing on the tour bus. Okay, great.
We made Oklahoma a little after three. Randy, his brother Bob, my old GMC. We had some moonshine whiskey, some of Bob's homegrown. We were so messed up, we didn't know if we were drunk or stoned. Randy was a sad sack, tall, kind of frail. Bob was a raving maniac, crazier than hell. Been kicked out of high school several years ago for kicking over porta cans at the 4-H rodeo.
Twice in Oklahoma, once in Arkansas, and I don't know what possessed me, wanted to tag along, cause I was raised a Christian, and I knew right from wrong. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay.
Randy's sweetheart's paw. We sold him at the livestock sale outside Wichita. We got $900 and never did suspect the world that hurt me'd be in just once we cashed the check.
The next day we heard the story on the local radio. We made our plans that very night to go to Mexico. And I swear we would have made it if it wasn't for the about the time across that Kansas line. Right or wrong, black or white, cross the line you're gonna pay. In the dawn before the light, live or die by shades of gray.
to a halt. They grabbed Bob, he started screaming, it was all my fault. There were men and dogs and helicopters flying all around. They had the brothers on the pickup and me down on the ground. Bob flew all to pieces, but Randy he held tight. When a black man in a suit and tie stepped into the light, and he told his men to turn us loose and they put down their guns. He said, these are just some sorry kids, they ain't the ones.
Downhearted and alone, Randy got behind the wheel and said, boys, I'm going home. So we turned around and faced our fate, hungover but alive on that morning in Oklahoma, late April 95.
Richard Chandel on guitar.
Okay, so the thing is that we just got back from our very first ever tour, and it was unbelievably fun. And in fact, I really, like, missed these guys this week. I didn't see them for five days?
Five long days.
Yeah. I feel like a drug addict. I need them, so I'm happy to see them. This is one of the songs that was written by some of the folks who opened for us on the tour. This is a song that Dar and I both had wanted to do for a long time, unbeknownst to each other, and we discovered our mutual love for the song one night backstage at the Bottom Line. We decided, wow, you're applauding the Bottom Line? Cool, yeah, great club, okay. Oh, that concert. God, are you guys hip. Okay, you're like way ahead of me. So we decided, oh my God, let's do the song tonight. The trouble was we couldn't remember any of the words.
One word.
So we didn't.
But we were going to do it anyway.
We tried. I did remember one line, which I'll tell you later, which was interesting.
The disturbing one.
Yes. So this is by Narissa Nields of the Nields.
Yeah. the game. She'll never be the same. He doesn't even know her name, but I know what kind of love this is. I know what kind of love this is. I know what kind of love this is. La da 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 da.
Okay, so which line did I remember? Of course, on my parents' bed, pretending I am dead. A whole Oedipal thing. We're not going there. So we're going to do one of our own songs each. One of our own songs now.
We always let you say that, Lucy.
Yeah. Okay. This song is a true story about the night I fell in love for the first time. And when I played this song for Dara a couple weeks ago, she'd never heard it. She said, "Lucy, is that true?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, quote, "You're a slut." And I know she meant it only in the best sense of the word.
And in a very familiar way as well, I must say.
Were you projecting?
No, I don't think so. But with very good results, I think.
I'm staying out of this.
It's called 10-Year Night. There is no one else around. The road is quiet. The only sound is wind that sounds like cars that sound like breathing. The desert air is hot and dry. Two lanes weaving earth and sky. The stars are all that's keeping time till morning. And I turn and look beside me, and you're sleeping like a baby, and you haven't heard a word that I've been saying. And the way you look tonight, fast asleep in the dashboard light. Well, I can't speak, and that's how I feel. Open your eyes and look at me, and look at me. Open your eyes and look at me. Cause I haven't held this love for you before. Through. Oh, I'm telling you, take it from me, take it from me. We're 10 years older, I know we are, than the night we met in that downtown bar. You thought I was some kind of star, that's what you said. I felt your skin, felt the heat as you pulled me out into the street, and you kissed me there till I was weak, cause I asked you to. Later on your kitchen floor, two flights above the grocery store, I felt things I never felt before. This love for you before this 10-year night.
look at me. Open your eyes and look at me, and look at me, 'cause I had all this love for you before this 10-year night is through.
This is the part that's going to get edited out. The tuning part. Unless they want to capture the essence of folk music.
God help them.
That last song was from Lucy's upcoming record, which I actually finally got a chance to hear in the car the other day. And I've just been assuming that it would be great. And now I know. It's a really good record. So it will come out when? March?
March. Thank you, Richard.
March.
So you gave Richard a copy.
No. I knew this was going to happen as soon as he said that. No, he was in the car with me and he listened to my copy. Mm-hmm. I swear, if you're in the car with me, I'll play it for you.
Have a tape-to-tape machine? Okay, I think... this is a song of mine. And I asked my friend Lucy to sing on it.
Oh, see, now I'm genuinely feeling guilty. This is
good. Oh my gosh, you're teaching me how to do that.
Okay. I know, yeah, that's a long story, but...
Okay. All right.
You're very good at it.
General or just in terms of tuning?
Tuning. Yeah, I think I'm fine. Okay. This is called February. All right.
We forgot where we'd planted those bulbs last year.
wake up and it's snowing.
Established here, and I'm a little fearful of what I'm about to do here, but because I'm going to have to destroy it. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say something. I know you're going to get mad. I was going to say because you're a guy.
Oh no!
Sorry. I should control myself.
I liked it while it was happening. I just had to put a stop to it. This is a really nasty song.
Like I said.
It takes place on Halloween.
From the rack, but you don't have to put them back. Cause in your haste on Halloween, you left your camera on the bed where we played roles in black and white. You left a roll of black and white. I set the timer, I thought of you. Put the lens up to my head. I took a photograph for you. Across the moon, the children peered into the room. A cowboy shivered on a porch. Cinderella checked her watch. A homo waited in the street. An angel whispered trick or treat. What was I supposed to do but to sit there in the dark? I was amazed to think that you could take the candy with you too.
I cannot believe my eyes. This garbage strewn across the lawn, where we once stared up at the sky, and streams of paper fill the tree that hovered over you and me. A shaving cream covers the car that we picked up in Baltimore. Though I know it's hard to tell, I hope that what's his name treats you well. I still maintain that he's a bum, but it's your money, have some fun. Written you a verse or two, since that's the one thing I regret, I dedicate this one to you.
Thank you.
This is a song by Ron Sexsmith, who will be opening our New York show, I believe. Very cool. A song he wrote for his newborn son, called Speaking with the Angel. Well, while they're tuning, I'll tell you that when we were out west in a city that I will not name, some journalist wrote a review of our show and called the song Speaking with the Devil, which I think sort of missed the point.
All right, that was Tucson.
Okay. Billy Masters on guitar.
This next one is a song by James Keelhan that I started writing at one point, and he took over and finished it. No, that's not true.
I was just going to say that's not true.
Yeah. That's just
that's
a lie.
Misleading at best.
At best. Totally self-serving at worst. This is a song that I wanted to write and, in fact, didn't write at all, and James Keelhan wrote it instead. Is that better?
Is that a little closer?
That's right to the bone. Good.
This is a song I had never had anything to do with. I heard it, I liked it, now I play it, and it's still James Keelehan's song. It's based on a book called Young Men and Fire by Norman McLean, who also wrote A River Runs Through It, both of which I highly recommend. And this song is based on Young Men and Fire, which is a book about a forest fire that happened in 1949. It's a good disaster tune, which is what I tend to gravitate towards when I am looking for subject matter. And so this is why we both gravitated towards the same song. But James is from Canada, and they do the disaster thing better up there than we do. So it's called Cold Missouri. Written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, that I can't read it. But I've read it, every word, and every word it says is death. Some confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mentioned it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, West Montana. Hottest day on record and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. I picked the drops. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. And 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill, and we'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned jump valley just ahead. There was no way down. Headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri waters. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. I tried to tell them, step into this fire I've set. We can't make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. And I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri waters. That world reduced to ashes,
There were none but two survived. I stayed that night. One day after, I carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive.
13 stations
of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say. I'll confess to nothing more.
I'll join them now,
those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold misery waters. 13 crosses high above the cold misery
is, this is a song that I started, but Richard wrote. it's a song, it's certainly a song I wish I'd written, because I was a religion major in college, and so was Richard, but he was also a philosophy major. And
that means we just sat around in the religion class thinking of all sorts of wonderful, faithful things to say and do, and then I went to philosophy class, and we debunked it all.
Right, so I was just the religion part. But then Richard went to a seminary, so you kind of out-religioned me on that one. So the fact of the matter was, Richard wanted to be the cool minister, and that's, I think, why he went to the seminary, to be the cool guy.
He was
the cool guy for one summer.
For the summer. I was a chaplain for 3 months in a hospital. I know it seems hard to believe now.
Frankly, it does.
Frankly, you just can't see it, can you? Neither can I. I was given charge of all the patients who, when they entered the hospital and were in any condition to fill out their forms, had checked off in the religion category, other. I played cards all summer.
Right. Which is great. And what happened with me and what happened, I think, with Richard is that what we loved so much were all the stories. Basically, we were atheists, but we, I found myself between a lot of religions and wanting to just immerse myself in all of the different stories, and I love the way that they were reinvented and retold, and this is one of them. This is, well, I want to tell you what this is. It's a wonderful biblical character who's been reinterpreted in a wonderful way. All right.
These rags I'm in, I've fallen on
think we're going to do one more song, and it's a little holiday number. Thank you so much for coming. No, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you all for supporting WFUV.
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to say something that I really, really appreciated. When we were first putting together this album, Meg Griffin was up. Is it Meg Griffith or Greg Griffin? I was right! Meg Griffin came up to the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival where I was playing, and I said, the album's in the can, and gosh, maybe I'll get you a copy, ha ha ha. And she said, could I have a copy? And I said, well, we do have the CD in the car, the unmastered CD in the car. It's highly illegal for me to give this to you. And she said, oh, come on. And I thought, what happens if Meg is highly unethical and plays it on the air as a sort of a sneak peek or something, if they need to jack up the ratings? She said, really, you can trust me. I'll play it for Rita and nobody else. And so I was so nervous, and finally I decided to do it, and I slipped it to her in a Barbara Streisand CD cover on the sly in the middle of the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
And Darb was wearing a disguise.
Yes, I looked like Barbara Streisand. And I gave it to her, and they were after listening to it undercover, both Rita and Meg were early supporters of the album, which gave me a lot of confidence about going out on tour. So I wanted to say an early thanks to FUV for all of that.
Trusty friend, and here's a Thank you. Thank you again. This is a, well, thank you for your support as well as your applause. This is a song that Johnny Cash wrote for us in 1959, I believe. And, yeah, even then he knew. We actually didn't know about this song until after we titled ourselves. But, you know, Johnny called us up and said, "You know, it never occurred to you, huh? I wrote this song for you, just waiting for you to get it together and start this group."
God, we wish.
Okay. Oh, we all are.
Okay.
All right. Okay, no, what?
Yeah, come.
Oh, yeah. No, he can't, because then we'll look really short. But could we have some of Billy in this monitor instead of that monitor? Oh, you want some? He wants some Richard's guitar in my monitor. A little monitor in her lap, please. That would be nice. Just kidding, everyone.
All right. So everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live. See the lights of town. I wasted my time when I would try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you cry.
Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're all alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry.
Well, I awake at night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie. For every lie you tell, you're gonna cry. You're gonna cry, and you'll cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry.
Billy Masters.
Thanks again.